News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Arab governments and regional organisations have welcomed the recognition of a Palestinian state by Britain, Canada, France and Australia. This was ahead of yesterday's Saudi-French summit in New York to revive the two-state solution. It marked the beginning of the 80th session of the UN General Assembly, and News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe is in New York.
The Irish government says Hamas can't be involved in the future of Palestine. Presidential hopeful Catherine Connolly, though, disagreed, saying Hamas is part of the fabric of the Palestinian people.
I come from Ireland, a history of colonisation, and I would be very wary of telling a sovereign people how to run their country. The Palestinians must decide in a democratic way who they want to lead their country.
But after what happened on October the 7th, you think Hamas can have a role?
What happened on October the 7th, I'm on record for condemning. But history did not start on October the 7th.
Of course not.
It's important to point that out and to look back on the history and the many, many atrocities committed by the Israeli government through their army. And so I don't think Keir Starmer should have any say about Hamas. It's up to the Palestinian people.
Those were comments strongly criticised by Taoiseach Micheál Martin.
Catherine Connolly had said it's wrong, but then moves quickly to qualify it by saying, oh, everything didn't start on October the 7th, as if that somehow justified what Hamas did. I mean, Hamas came to power in Gaza by a brutal elimination of key Fatah and Palestinian Authority people. There are strong jihadist elements within Hamas. They're not committed to equality or multiculturalism or pluralism or anything like that. So people need to be clear-eyed in viewing Hamas.
One thing many here do agree on is only one man has influence over Benjamin Netanyahu, Donald J. Trump. The US president will address the UN later, a prospect that is inspiring far more nervousness than hope here in New York.
And that was News Talk's political correspondent there, Sean Defoe, who is in New York. Gershwin Baskin, Middle East Director of the International Communities Organization and co-founder and co-director of the Alliance for Two States, joins us now. Good morning to you, Gershwin. Firstly, your reaction to the countries who in the last week have recognized Palestine as a state?
Well, I would say it's about time. These are countries that for decades have supported the two-state solution, but only recognized one of those states. So it's about time they recognize the other state, particularly at a time when the government of Israel, of Netanyahu, is threatening to annex parts of the territories or all of the territories, and threatening to make the two-state solution entirely non-viable. So these actions of recognizing the Palestinian state, while they won't change the reality on the ground for Palestinians, they do put a benchmark there that we are preserving the two-state solution is the only solution to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and therefore it's very important.
Okay. There is talk, including from our own Taoiseach, who's our own Deputy Prime Minister here, that Palestine should have a seat at the UN table. Do you agree?
100%. Palestine should be recognized by the United Nations, not as an observer state, but as a member state. Unfortunately, the rules of the United Nations determine that a statehood membership in the UN has to go through the Security Council. And here we probably face the veto of the United States. There are ways of overcoming the veto, and that needs to be challenged in the General Assembly. And we'll see what happens in the coming weeks.
A two-state solution, and many people would be of the mind that that is the only, I suppose, hope for peace in the region. How viable is it without the backing of the US? And how likely is it that we would see any shift in policy from the US Trump administration on this?
Well, if by some fantastic surprise the government of Israel is changed and the next government of Israel supports the two-state solution, then what the United States has to say about it is irrelevant. Really, 192 member states of the United Nations could recognize the state of Palestine, but nothing changes until the state of Israel does. What we need is the United States, which is the primary backer and supporter of the state of Israel, to push the Israelis to also recognize is that they need to recognize that the Palestinian people who live on the same shared homeland mm-hmm. have the same right to the Israelis do for self-determination, freedom, independence, and dignity, and of course, security. And what I emphasize to my Israeli colleagues and to Palestinians is that Israel will never have security until the Palestinians have freedom. Likewise, the Palestinians will never have freedom if Israel doesn't have security.
So they are symbiotic in many ways. Gershon, Israeli media are reporting that Netanyahu's far-right government is considering partial or indeed full annexation of the occupied West Bank in response to the recognition of Palestine by these countries. Is there a danger here that well-intended, I suppose, interventions by some, particularly in the West, could escalate things and make the situation worse?
Well, I think that the international community needs to be very firm with Israel, not only with regard to their opposition to annexation, which I think would have a direct threat on Israel's peace relations with Jordan and Egypt and the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain and Morocco. But I think that the international community is obligated now to take action against Israel's actions in the Gaza Strip. This is the first order of the day. The war in Gaza must end. What is being described as a genocide by international law is taking place, and countries that don't do everything to prevent it are complicit in the actions of genocide taking place by the government of Israel. So we can't wait for Israel to do more to annex territories. We need the international community to step in right now and stop the war in Gaza.
Okay. And maybe lastly, Gershon, even though it seems unlikely that the Netanyahu government has any interest in a two-state solution, but supposing something did change within Israeli politics and there was a shift in that, how likely is it that Hamas would be willing to entertain a two-state solution, do you believe?
I think that Hamas is in deep eternal debate right now in determining whether or not it has any kind of future in Palestine. On October 7, 2023, Hamas committed collective national suicide without consulting with the Palestinian people if they were willing to pay the price of their actions. And obviously they are not. Hamas has zero support in Gaza today and declining support in the West Bank. I think it was very clear from the talk of President Mahmoud Abbas and in his letter that he wrote to President Macron and Mohammed bin Salman, that when the Palestinians hold elections, which should take place before June of 2026, political parties which don't support the line of two-state solution and making peace with Israel would not be allowed to participate. And I think that's an intelligent step by the Palestinian leadership in saying that we can no longer accept the idea that there is a viable armed struggle to liberate Palestine. Palestinians are not going to liberate Palestine by killing Israelis. It's simply not going to work.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Gershon. That is Gershon Baskin, Middle East Director of the International Communities Organization and co-founder and co-director of the Alliance for Two States.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.